Headliner Radio, the creative voice.
Welcome to Headliner Radio. Today I'm here with Alice Hain, better known as Naughty Alice, to talk about her journey so far and her new single, Bloodline. Hi Alice, welcome. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Whereabouts are you joining us from?
North London.
Nice. Is that where you're from? Where are you from?
Yeah, I was born here. Yeah. Born in this house, actually.
Oh, nice.
24 years later.
Nice, same, actually.
Oh, nice. Love that.
So what have you been up to the last few months?
So I've been writing a lot of music recently. I guess coming out of COVID, just trying to make the most of it. But I also am an A&R, so that's like my main job.
Nice.
So I work like in Haggerston in East London for a record label. So I've been busy with that, but yeah, trying to write as much as possible, produce for some other people. Just continue doing music. I've recently released a song, which I'm sure we'll talk about.
Yeah.
I think 2022, I didn't release much music. I think one remix came out. Just wasn't really my year. But I think I was writing a lot, but not actually getting around to releasing them. So now I've just got a lot of music to collaborate with people with. So hopefully it comes out soon.
Cool. Yeah. So you mentioned the pandemic. What was that like for you as an artist?
It was actually really good for me. I think, in terms of like the musical side, obviously, I think everyone will agree it was a weird time.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a good way, especially, but in terms of music, I just could really like knuckle down and concentrate. I like upgraded my home studio and made sure everything was sounding good and bought some new instruments. So it was a really good time for me to just like be able to concentrate. And I think when out of a normal pandemic time, when you're just going about your day to day life, I think there's lots of distractions. And I don't know, I was just in my room every day, like going for like a one walk, whatever we were allowed. And other than that, I was just like at home. So I think it was, I think I look back at it, it's like a really positive time. And a lot of the songs I'm going to release now were started during lockdown and COVID and stuff. So I guess like the memories bring me back, but in quite a nice way.
Cool. Yeah. A lot of songwriters have said that it was a good time to write and actually, you know, sit and think about it. And so, yeah.
For sure.
So when did you start writing music? What made you like switch and like think, right, I'm going to write music and I'm going to be an artist, basically?
I don't have like one specific memory of just like waking up and being like, I'm going to make music, but I've always loved it. It's always been like a passion of mine. I've always been like very interested in artists and musicians. I love live music. It's genuinely like a really great experience for me every time I go. Even if I'm like not fully into the band, I have to go to a lot of gigs for work. And, you know, not every single band or artist that I'm seeing I love, but it's just, I think being in a room with live music and like just feeling the vibrations, it sounds super corny, but it's actually true. And that's something that I really missed in COVID. But I think music has always been really important to me. I guess when I started to play instruments, which I think I picked up guitar when I was like 7. So more or less from then, I kind of realized that that's what I really love to do.
That's young.
Guitar was my first instrument. And then when I turned 10, the drummer from the Specials moved next door to me. So he created a, like, he had a music studio with like 4 drum kits. It was really crazy. Obviously I was 10, so it was wild for me to like go there and actually like be able to play and stuff.
That's cool.
And yeah, I think that was also a moment when I was like, I was seeing him like going on tour and like rehearsing and all this kind of stuff. I just thought it was really cool. I think that was a moment where maybe I was like, oh, this is what I want to do. And he pushed me towards like releasing music and trying to get into a band, which I did. Maybe around like those times, 7 to 10, was when I realized like, actually, this is what I want to do. And it is what I've done.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do at the moment.
Yeah, fair play. So you mentioned you're working in A&R. Were you doing anything else that like was completely unrelated to music, or has it always been like...
It's always been music, to be honest. Since I left school in 2017, I took like a year off to travel. I didn't go to uni and all my friends went. So it was definitely like a difficult decision for me to make to not go to uni. But I didn't, there was nothing I wanted to study and there was nothing else that I was like super passionate about. I think maybe the closest thing was sport. I'm quite sporty. Maybe sports science or like physio or something I would have chosen. But music was always what I wanted to do. When I got back from traveling, I applied for sound engineering and music production at Abbey Road because they have like a school attached. And got in there, so that was a year, and then it was COVID. So yeah, I've been doing it since I left school. Well, previous, but yeah, there's nothing else that sort of took my time like any other job apart from just like working in bars. But it's always been trying to make it into the industry.
Yeah, love that. Fair play. So why did you choose the artist name Naughty Alice?
I used to have a T-shirt when I was younger that had Naughty Alice on it, and people would just read it all the time because it was just there. I was actually a really good kid. I was not naughty at all, but that is why I'm called Naughty Alice. It kind of just stuck, I think. I said it to a couple of people and they were like, oh, we really like that. And at one moment it's because Naughty Boy and I was like, oh, maybe it's a bit too close.
Wow, it's all right. I like it.
Works.
Yeah, I like it. So obviously you perform and showcase your music. Yeah.
No, I don't perform. I've not performed Naughty Alice. I used to be in bands, like as an instrumentalist, but I've never performed under Naughty Alice.
Oh, well, is that something that you, I assume you aspire to do then?
Yeah, for sure. I think, well, my first release was beginning of COVID, so there was no room for playing live.
And then
we came out of it and I've just been writing a lot. And I guess the priority right now is not to play live, but it's definitely something that I would like to do. And I've had some people say that they would be up for coming along. So it will, it's on the cards, but it's not happened yet.
Yeah, you should definitely go for it, of course, yeah. Wow. Okay, so what did you grow up listening to? So obviously you've always been musical. So who was you like your inspirations when you were younger? Are they different now?
They are different now, but I think all the music you listen to throughout your life will, as a musician, I think it all impacts how you play and what you play and who you try to collaborate with and all this kind of stuff. So when I was growing up, obviously it was pretty like based on what my parents were listening to. My mum was more sort of like disco, like funk, like Marvin Gaye, Prince, and my dad was more like on the rock side. So all of the above, really. I used to love Prince. Like, I remember I have like a memory of just like rinsing all his music like over and over again. I love the live feel of it all. And I think that still comes through into my music now. Like, I play all the instruments live. Obviously I use samples, and some of my beats are a little bit more like electronic bass, but generally speaking, it's like guitars, keys. I don't have a drum kit in here, but maybe one day. So I think in that, like, artists growing up that could give me those feelings of like real instruments. Definitely now it's a big mixture. When I was a teenager, I used to love indie rock, like Bombay Bicycle Club, Two Door Cinema Club, all that kind of stuff. I used to love them. But my music isn't really like that at all. But again, I think it doesn't have to sound like the artist to be an inspiration. I think they all sort of come together.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, who would you may like compare yourself to then? Who do you think was more your style?
What that I listen to now or growing up?
Either or, just whatever you think.
I think now I take, or the last few years I've taken quite a lot of inspiration from producers, maybe opposed to like artists. But Inflow is a producer that does all of Little Sims, Clear Souls, Salts. He's amazing. Like, I really listen to his music in depth to see what he does, like his textures and and everything that he does. It's very inspiring. Mm. In terms of artists, I really like, and I think my previous songs showed this more, but Christine and the Queens, Daft Punk. Mm. Yeah, those are a couple of names that, I think inspired me.
Cool. So it sounds to me that you play a lot of instruments.
Yes.
What would you say is your favourite?
Ooh, it's hard. Probably at the moment, bass.
Nice.
I love bass.
Okay.
I think people have told me that, because I always wonder if like Naughty Alice myself has like a sound that can be recognised. Because not all of my songs are the same, especially the last one is quite different. But people say that the bass lines often give it away, which is nice to hear because that is what I love to play. Otherwise, I definitely used to be drums when I was growing up, and I still love them. But yeah, bass at the moment.
Nice. Yeah, that's really cool. I wish I could play the drums, you know. I'd love to be able to do that.
I'm sure you could. You can take it up.
Give it a go. So what, for you, when it comes to writing music, where do you get your inspirations from? Like, how do you write a song? Is it different every time? Is there a process for you?
It is different every time. Because I'm an artist, of course, but I think I'm more of a producer in the sense of, so I don't do vocals on my songs. Actually, that's a lie. I have one song coming out that's my vocals for the first time ever. But generally speaking, I collaborate with singers. Mm-hmm. So because I'm collaborating, I think we share in the writing process quite a lot. Like all of them, obviously the lyrics are written by the singer. So it's sort of like they're telling the story and I'm making the sounds in order to put it out. Mm-hmm. The music and the lyrics go hand in hand. But I think every time I love to collab with people, and every time I do, I'm inspired by the other artists. I don't collab with anyone. It's very like a select, like I make sure that I really love their music. I meet mm-hmm. them before, make sure that we get along, because it's very personal to write a song with someone. I would say that a lot of inspiration also comes with the people that I'm working with. Because each song is different and they have a different meaning.
Yeah, fair. Fair play. So what would you say is like your favourite song that you've done, collabed on, or?
That's like choosing your favourite child. I don't know if I have one. But I mean, well, I think actually whenever I release a song, it becomes my favourite until I release another one.
Yeah.
So at the moment I'll say Bloodline is my favourite, but maybe the next one will overtake it.
Fair enough. Yeah, cool. So what would you say is your proudest moment so far as a musician?
I think every time I release a song, I feel quite proud, because it's a long journey and sometimes it's not easy. And I think every artist should be proud when they release a song, even if they're releasing loads. But I think, one specific moment was in 2020 when I won mixing key competition for my song Reborn a Queen, and they have like loads of followers and loads of people tuned in, and the guests on that night were like famous people, so it was quite nice to have the recognition and to be able to like put my name out and for them to be commenting on the song, and it's great that they chose it to win. So that was probably one of my proudest moments.
Cool. Yeah. And then what's your most challenging moment?
I think when, as a creator and as a writer, when you're not musically in the zone, it's quite hard. Mm. I find it difficult to like get myself out of that space. And sometimes it can be like 4 months and you're still just like not happy with anything you're writing.
Writer's block.
But then writer's block, exactly. Yeah, but then you can have I've been writing for like 6 months consistently and really happy with the stuff I'm coming out with. So that's a challenge. Like sometimes it's very frustrating because you have the ideas in your head or you have a goal in your head to release an EP by this time and then you can't. So that's quite challenging. Also being a woman in production is challenging.
Yeah.
There's not enough of us. There's not many of us at all in like the technical production part of the industry. So you definitely stand out, which is, it's a good thing. But there still needs to be massive change. And yeah, hopefully it happens. I mean, when I went to, when I studied at Abbey Road, I was the only female out of my group. And now there's like three per year. So it is getting better, but yeah, I was
still not
surrounded
enough,
by guys. Yeah, it's not enough. So that's challenging, I think. But as I said, you do stand out, so it can be an advantage. If you want it to be an advantage, you can, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, should be better.
Yeah, that's a good one. True. Okay, cool. So let's talk about your new song then, Bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I just want to know what it's about, what the process was like for you to write that, and what kind of went into it, how long it kind of took for you.
Okay, yeah. So I started writing the song last summer. And I think I had like a beat basically up to like a demo point. So it was like good enough or like complete enough to send to artists for vocals.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it wasn't definitely not finished or complete. And I sent it to a couple of artists and I just wasn't really vibing with what they were giving back, which is often the case and it's normal that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then a manager reached out to me and put me in touch with this singer called Silvana.
Mm-hmm.
And she came around to the studio. We just kind of like spent half a day like listening to music that we both liked. And I put this beat up and she just kind of started singing along and she really liked it and I really liked what she was doing. So we had a couple more sessions. And then the vocals were decided. We recorded them properly. And then I finished the beat and then it went off for mixing and mastering. So that was kind of the process and like the time length. It's about, she wrote the lyrics. So if she was here, she would be able to explain it better. But basically it's about her relationship with her father. Well, there is no relationship anymore, but what it was like. And he essentially cut her off because she wouldn't go down the traditional route of like being a doctor or a lawyer. She chose music and he decided to, that was it. So they have no relationship anymore. She never sees him. But she's worked on it and realized that she's trying to wants to make the best out of something that's bad. And so the lyrics are kind of essentially saying what happened, but also saying she hopes he's okay. And she just hopes that he can find like peace with it. Because she managed to, so there's no reason why he couldn't. So even though it's actually quite like a deep song emotionally, it does lift people up. And some people, I'm sure that a lot of people will be able to relate to it. And it's amazing that she's been able to go through something so hard, but find the light in it. And the fact that she just wants her dad to do the same is amazing. So those lyrics really like came across in the first few sessions. So that is what it's about.
Yeah, cool. And you've just had a music video come out as well for the song, haven't you?
Yeah.
I've seen it, but do you just want to explain kind of the video for the people who haven't?
Yeah, so my two best friends actually directed it because they studied film, and I've always wanted to sort of like collaborate with my friends as much as possible. So the first few meetings that we had, we were like bouncing ideas off, and we thought it would be just the best to try and explain what Silvana's saying in the song, but we didn't want to put her dad in it directly, or not even her dad, an actor, because we didn't feel like it needed to be displayed so obviously. And if you listen to the lyrics, you will figure it out. So the idea is it's going from her 16th birthday to her 18th, so 16, 17, 18. And then on the 18th birthday, it's also the Bloodline release day. So we wanted to make it like full circle. And the choruses are a lot happier. That's when she's saying lyrics of, I hope you'll be okay, I'm fine, just try and find the peace in it. The verses are more emotional and sad, and sort of when she was realizing that he's just completely cut her out. We tried to reflect that lighting, so in the choruses there's a lot more like warm pink colors, and in the verses it's colder. And then there's the scene where there's the guitar solo and there's no vocals, and we decided to do something a little bit more clever with the camera. So it's slow-mo and it's just like people, a bunch of people dancing. But it just looks really cool. I don't know, to watch it, I think, to actually see it. But yeah, that was the idea. We just wanted to bring out what Sylvana's talking about in the most appropriate way. And yeah, hopefully it is quite emotional to watch. And I don't know whether that's because it's my song, but if you focus in on the lyrics and stuff, I think it can be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I got that vibe while watching it. It's great. I'm so glad. And I don't know why, I never realised like how much thought and like detail actually would go into like making a video. Like you say, like even the verses are colder colours, but the choruses are warmer colours.
It's a lot of planning.
Yeah.
A lot of planning, and more so for like my friends who are directing it. We had so many like meetings, but it was totally worth it.
Yeah. How long did that take?
We started we've always wanted to do a video together. So we've been kind of talking about it for ages, but specifically Bloodline, we were coming up with like initial ideas end of last summer. When it was kind of like the demo stage of the song. Mm. And then we were like properly deciding things like December and like finalising stuff. And then we filmed it in January.
Nice. And what's your response been like? Are you happy with it?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's hard to, like, as an independent artist, it's hard to look at the numbers and not sometimes be disappointed. But also because I work in a record label, then I know the process and how hard it is to get to that point. Mm. You just have to, I'm just like proud whenever I release a song, as I said before, and I think every artist should be. And it's difficult to, you always just want more. But the music industry is hard, and there's so many artists now. There's so many people since the pandemic. I think it's just like massively grown, like the amount of people that are just like making beats on their laptop and releasing them is something like 10,000 songs are uploaded to Spotify a day. So if you think about what you're putting out, it's like just one in a million. But
it's a minefield, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. There's a lot of music out there, which is good. I think it's good, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So what, this is always people always find this a difficult question, but what kind of artist do you see yourself as?
That is a difficult question. What kind of artist? What comes to my head is like self-made, I guess, because I do everything
that.
Myself.
Yeah,
apart from the, I always collaborate with someone. But I think up until that point, I record, I'm like engineer myself. I do everything in this studio pretty much. So self-made is what comes to my head. Yeah, that is a hard question though.
Yeah, no, I love that answer. That's like my favourite answer.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
No worries. Okay, so where do you see yourself in 10 years? You can go 5 and then we can build up to 10.
10 is a lot. I hope I'm still working in music. Obviously, you never know. But I would like to continue. I love the business side of it as well. So obviously, I'm A&R on the publishing side of things. I love sync, like music for TV and film. I would love to go down that route. So maybe in 5 years to have progressed on the business side of things, like whether that's A&R, publishing, sync, whatever, or doing something different. And then in terms of like production and writing, I hope in 5 years I've put a couple of albums out. In 10 years, I honestly don't know. That is a long time.
Yeah, it's hard to
But yeah, in 5 years, I hope just like a lot of music to be released. More collaborations, meeting new artists. I'd love to meet new artists and see what they're doing. So, yeah, hopefully that.
Cool. And lastly, have you got anything coming up that you can tell us about?
I do have a single coming out in March.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the one that I've done vocals for the first time ever, which is nerve-wracking and exciting.
That is exciting, yeah.
There's a featured artist as well on it, which I won't say who yet, but that's my next my next single, which is March. And then I'm hoping by May I'll have an EP ready, which will include the March single and Bloodline. Mm. And then end of the year, some more singles. That's sort of like my year planned out. Yes.
Cool. Lovely. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Ellis. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thanks very much for having me.
No worries. I hope to hear more of you soon. And take care.
I'm sure you will.
Bye.
Thank you.
Headliner Radio, supporting the creative community.